If sex in your marriage has become tainted by the inclusion of pornography and other forms of perversion, you need to stay tuned to the next Family Matters, where we'll be discussing sexual intimacy and sexual trauma in marriage. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. We received an extremely concerning question from a listener who asked, if sex is an indispensable part of a healthy marital relationship, what does this imply for a marriage in which the act of sex has become traumatic for the wife? That's my situation. There are a couple of reasons for this, and neither of them has anything to do with past abuse or a history of negative sexual experiences. It's partly a question of pain and discomfort due to physical issues, but the bigger problem is my emotional revulsion to the perverse sexual practices in which my husband wants me to engage. He's been addicted to pornography for at least a decade and a half, only recently discovered, and he's constantly asking me to help him act out the disgusting images he sees in magazines and on the internet. As a dutiful wife, I've tried to maintain a healthy Christian marriage by accommodating his requests. Unfortunately, it's only made things worse. This leads me to wonder, can sex actually become a barrier to a healthy marriage when it can't be expressed in the way God intended? This is an excellent and extremely important question. We're pleased that you've had the courage to come forward with it. Whether you realize it or not, you're not alone. We want to begin by urging you to do some careful thinking about your personal background. It would also help to find out as much as you can about your husband's sexual history. Over the years, our counseling staff has observed that problems of this nature are often traceable to some kind of past trauma. Studies show that most adult men become involved in pornography because they've been sexually hurt or broken in one way or another. As for you, it's important to remember that a person can be sexually abused without ever being touched. We only mention this because we've seen how common it is for sexually traumatized women to end up married to a sexually broken man. It might also be a good idea to consult with a physician or gynecologist regarding the physical pain and discomfort you've been experiencing. There could be many medical reasons for this, but understand that there is no medical situation in which a husband and wife can't achieve genuine sexual intimacy if their hearts and minds are in the right place. We're not surprised that your method of confronting this challenge has yielded such disappointing results. When you assume the role of the dutiful Christian wife and submit to your husband's authority, as some would have it, by subjugating yourself to his perverse sexual demands, violating your own sense of decency in the process, you unintentionally actually facilitate the development of a relational disconnect during intercourse. You unwittingly help to create a situation in which sex is emptied of its essential mental, emotional, and spiritual components and becomes nothing more than a joining together of two physical bodies, a sort of mutual masturbation, devoid of any kind of human warmth or communion. Consequently, you end up feeling used, objectified, and depersonalized, like a prostitute, and a wedge is driven between you and your husband that damages the marriage on every level. This in turn encourages him to objectify his lusts even further and depersonalize sex to an even greater degree. It's a vicious cycle. You will gain nothing by making yourself his sexual slave, nor is it God-honoring to allow him to go on sinning in this way. You need to step up. Speak out and let him know how you feel about being coerced into engaging in activities you find repulsive. Focus on the Family's counseling department is a phone call away, and you can speak to a trained counselor over the phone. They can also refer you to reputable and qualified marriage counselors working in your area. If you'd like to talk with one of our counselors, please call 031-716-3300. Think on this. Sexual intimacy is possible only when man and wife make up their minds to leave mere sex behind and start learning how to make love in the sight of God. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.